Hey everyone, welcome to the Hear Me Out podcast. I'm your host, Maria Michelle. To the HMOS fan bam, thank you guys for returning, thank you for listening, thank you for downloading, thank you for sharing. You guys know I love and appreciate you so much. To those that are new here, I hope you enjoy this content just as much as I will enjoy creating it for you. First things first, guys, happy new month. May October be filled with opportunities, with open doors, with an overflow of blessings. May you experience every positive O this October. I have a good feeling about this month. I think it's because I received good news on the 1st of October. So I'm like, this sets the tone for the month. It's going to be a good month. I declare it. I feel it. I know it. I can just sense. It's going to be a good month. And I truly hope October is kind to all of you who are listening, to be honest. I always want the best for the people that listen to my podcast. Other than that, guys, I haven't dropped an episode since like September. I think the first week. I think it's been a month. I'm not gonna lie, my health was in the pits. Like August, September, my health was deteriorating. Like I was sick. I think the last episode I dropped, I mentioned that I wasn't feeling too well. Then I got sick after, and after that, it was bad. And I wholeheartedly loathe hospitals. I don't like frequenting that place. I don't like taking meds. I don't like being in pain. I don't think anybody likes that. And it was just like, you know, like I was like, whoever's sitting on my health, when I catch you, it's on. And like, you know, during the time I was sick, I realized we really take our health for granted. Being able to stand on 2 feet, being able to see, being able to hear, being able to walk without like feeling any form of pain in your body is such a blessing. And it's so underrated. We shouldn't take our good health for granted. So now I was always thanking God for my health, but sometimes I'd forget. But now daily, I'm like, thank you, God, for my good health, because yo, what was that? Anyways, aside from my health, I hope you guys have been well at home and taking care of yourselves and staying prayed up. We're inching towards the end of the year. It's so crazy how 2024 is almost coming to an end. What a year, what a God. That's all I can say. Like 2024 has been one for the books. Today's episode is titled Forgiveness. If you do follow me on TikTok, which you should, why don't you follow me if you listen to this podcast so that you can see me on TikTok? Anyway, if you do follow me on TikTok, I did post a video. You remember I posted a video, a little snippet of this episode titled Forgiveness. And I said I would drop the episode ASAP, but I didn't get the chance to. However, I did record though. It's just I had major glitches that couldn't even be edited. So I was like, I'm not trying to give my listeners some whack ass content. I will give them the best. So let me wait and then I'll re-record and then make sure that the quality is A1. So here I am recording. Anyway, the verse of the day is forgiveness. The word of the day is forgiveness. We've all been hurt at some point in our lives. Some people have apologized to us, others haven't, and that is life, unfortunately. You will not receive apologies every time somebody offends you, and that's a bitter pill to swallow, but that's life. What is forgiveness, though? I think forgiveness is a decision that you make to let go or to release feelings of resentment, of anger, of vengeance towards a person who has offended you knowingly and unknowingly. Like I just said before, people will offend you and they won't apologize, and others will apologize. But here's the thing, forgiveness and communication should work hand in hand. Because if you want to forgive somebody, you need to communicate to them that, oh, you offended me by doing this, this and that. And they'll be like, oh, okay, I didn't realize I offended you, I'm sorry. But then again, you could communicate and other people are not remorseful and they don't apologize. That's why I was saying it's a 50-50. You could get an apology, you can't. But however, I do believe in communicating, because when you communicate, number one, you are releasing any negative emotion or feeling that you have or any grudge that you're holding against this person. And once you release, you are just letting go and freeing yourself. So once you communicate how you're feeling, even if that person doesn't apologize, it's easier to forgive because you've released those negative emotions. As compared to you keeping it inside, not communicating, just be like, no, this person hurt me, they'll see, I'll never forgive them. Bruh, first of all, it's you who will be suffering, okay? Life's not a Nigerian movie. Someone will offend you and they'll be flourishing in life, okay? You are just there waiting for them to apologize. Some people don't even know that they've hurt you. I'll give an example of myself. I am a person who carries a lot of dark humor, guys. Like, I could be going through the worst, but I'll crack a dark joke. Like, that's how I cope, okay? And sometimes my dark jokes go a bit too far and I offend people and I don't even realize it. It's only when they tell me and I'm like, shit, I'm so sorry. I didn't even realize that rubbed you off the wrong way. So, like, if you don't tell me, I won't know, because because I just think that dark humor is low-key a part of my personality. Like, I will crack the darkest jokes, guys. Like, and I will laugh. I think that's how I cope. It's not healthy, but, like, that's my coping mechanism. That's how I cope. And sometimes people do come to me like, bro, you pushed it with that joke. And I'm like, I'm sorry. You see, so sometimes we be offending people and we don't know. However, forgiveness is a very bitter, it's a hard pill to swallow, rather. It's not easy. Some people have been hurt in ways that cannot even be fathomed, and in ways that just seem like inexplicable. Like, how does somebody do that to you? You know, and by that, I mean, like, there's certain things that you can't understand. Like, there's certain things that honestly you can't even forgive. Some things I feel like, if someone did that to me, I wouldn't forgive. You know, like, there's things people have gone through from their childhood that have traumatized them so much and are still traumatizing them. And those people are expected to forgive the perpetrators. It's so unfair. But to be honest, for the sake of peace in your heart and in your life, it's so important to forgive, regardless of how bad the situation was, regardless of the magnitude of what that person did. It's so much better to just forgive. Like, as a victim, forgiveness is the way to go, because it frees you, to be honest, and it gives you peace that surpasses all human understanding. Like, you won't even understand how you've forgiven this person, how you've let go. It's just like, it can only be God. And also, if you grapple with forgiveness, it's very, very important that you pray. Ask God to give you the strength to forgive certain people, because some things only God can help you. Not even some things, all things. But then there's situations where you're like, God, take the wheel, because I can't. By myself, I can't forgive this person. Chafina, it's too heavy. You know what I mean? And another thing about me, I'll speak about myself in this forgiveness episode. I suffer from selective amnesia. God wired me so perfectly in this department. Like, I forget what people have done to me. And I like it like this, because I can't imagine remembering every single bad thing somebody has done to me or people have done to me. Does that make sense? Every bad thing people have done to me. Okay, you get what I'm saying. Like, I can't imagine remembering every single bad thing that has been done to me. That would be so crazy, because I'll be very miserable. I am forgetful. So already I forget what you've done. Automatically I've forgiven you, because I don't remember the thing. So there's no need for me to hold any grudge, to just have this or carry this anger in me. I don't, because I've forgotten. And like, someone could offend me today, in the next 2 weeks I'll see them and say hi, because genuinely I've forgotten. You'd even think I'm mocking you, but like, I genuinely have forgotten what you've done. Obviously, I do get triggers here and there. There's some things that remind me, like a scent. I watch something that remind me of what that person did, or just, you know, those little things that like rock you a little bit and say, but that person didn't need to do me like that, you know? But like, overall, I forget what people have done. And when I do remember, I'm just like, you know what? Forgive them. They didn't know what they were doing. It's fine. You move on. And for the sake of your peace, just let it go. That's what I always tell myself, for the sake of peace. And if you know me, you know how much I value peace. I would deliberately not go to certain places, because those places would disrupt my peace. I would not be around certain people, because they'll mess with my peace. I will not do certain things, because those things will disrupt my peace. And I don't want my peace disturbed. I'm the best version of myself when I'm at peace. I think properly. I'm more mindful. I'm very demure. I'm joking, but like, I am more, you know, like, I'm a better version when I am at peace. And that's why I advocate for peace so much. Like, guys, peace, that's something money cannot buy. Like, I can't even explain it, but you need to be at peace in this life. First of all, you only get one shot at life. And if you're not at peace, I don't know. Sorry for you, because I can't even. Life is already hard, and then you're not at peace on top of that. That's crazy business. So, like, for the sake of your peace, you need to forgive people. And if you are a believer, like, if you do believe in God, you know what he preaches about in the Bible. Mark 11:25 says, "Forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you too." This is not me, guys. I'm just quoting what the Bible has said. Forgive anyone you're holding a grudge against, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you too. Guys, we were born sinners. We sin every single day, and we ask God for forgiveness every day. And he always welcomes us with open arms. Like, even the Bible says, no sin can separate you from the Lord. And he will still forgive you even when you sin. I'm not saying go and sin, but I'm just saying, we were born sinners. He will forgive you still. And if God can forgive us, why can't we forgive the people that have hurt us? Why can't you forgive your ex? Why can't you forgive your family member? Why can't you forgive your friend who backstabbed you? Like, it's hard. I'm not saying it's easy, but like, God forgives us despite the things that we do on a daily basis. So who are we not to forgive the people who've offended us? Another verse that really promotes forgiveness, Matthew 6:15. It says, "But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father in heaven will not forgive your sins." just the Bible. I'm just quoting. It's not me. It says, if you refuse to forgive others, God is not going to forgive you. Simple and straightforward. So if you want to be forgiven, forgive others. Simple. This is not even algebra. It's straightforward. Forgive, and then God will also forgive you. Like, that's just how it works. And, like, I really enjoy speaking to people who have forgiven people who've done them wrong. And it's like, how did you get through it? And it's like, bro, I just, you know, another thing, you need to be intentional about forgiveness. Like, you need to talk yourself into it. Like, this person hurt me. I am feeling some type of way, but I will forgive them. And I'm going to forgive them. You need to not even remind yourself, you need to talk yourself into forgiving people. You need to pray to God and ask him to give you the strength to forgive, because it's not an easy thing. Some of us have been done so dirty. I'm not saying me, but I'm just saying, like, in general, some of you rather have been done so dirty, and some of the things that people have done to you, it seems like they can't be forgiven, but they can. You serve a God who will give you the strength to forgive people who have offended you. It's not easy, and it may take some time, but just be intentional about forgiving people. I do not hate anybody. There's one person, when I catch them, I'm joking. I genuinely don't hate anybody. There's people that I was close to that I'm no longer close to. And it's not beef. There's no bad blood. I always love to take expired friendships as seasonal. God has removed that person from your life because they're no longer needed for the rest of your journey on this earth. And that's okay. Not everybody that you're going to cross paths with will be in your life forever. There's some people who we used to choose, and they're like, oh, they used to be my friend. It's not beef. It's just like, we're no longer speaking the same language, okay? I'll be speaking Portuguese, you're speaking Tswana. How are we going to get along? You know what I mean? Like, we're just different now. And it's okay for you to just lose contact with people. It's okay for you to no longer be friends with certain people. And I'm not saying don't fight for your friendships. There's certain friendships that you need to fight for. But then there's those where, you know, okay, my nigga, we ran our race. It's time to part ways. And it's okay. And even if they offended you, forgive them. Another thing, when people offend you, draw the line. Don't allow them to, when people hurt you, sorry, draw the line. Don't allow them to come and hurt you again. That's a problem that I have, okay? Because I'm forgetful. So, like, you could do me dirty today, and 2 weeks from now, you come and talk to me, and I will just talk to you like nothing has happened because I've forgotten. So sometimes you need to remind yourself and be like, okay. I know it sounds like I'm contradicting myself, but, like, draw the line. And, like, another prayer, ask God to just keep people who have ill intentions towards you far away from you, so that you don't even need to remember what they've done for you to stay away from them. God will just put them far away so that you don't even need to remind yourself of what they've done. That's my biggest prayer. Like, God, remove the people who just have ill intentions, people who just don't want to see me win or whatever, but they pretend, take them far away. Like, people who just want to hurt me and just celebrate at my downfall, bad energy, stay far away. I don't even want you near me. That is my biggest prayer. And also, as a victim, always learn to just understand that some people are weird and they won't apologize. Sooner you accept that, the better life is, because you'll be waiting for an apology that won't come. And you need to understand, well, oh, wired differently. Okay, someone will offend you and they'll just be cruising through life. And like I said, life is not a Nigerian movie. You will take poison and expect the other person to suffer. That's what it is when you hold the grudge. You are the one suffering because you're the one holding it. The other person is, it's vibes. They're cruising, just enjoying life. It's you who's suffering. So for the sake of peace and to avoid suffering in your life, we didn't come here to suffer on this earth. Forgive people. Okay, it's hard, but it's necessary, even for peace, even for you to go forward in your life. Another thing, do you know that somebody just holding something against you could block your blessings? So you need to actually forgive people. And if there's anybody you've offended, ask them to forgive you. Because, you know, I'll give you a practical example. There could be an opportunity where your name needs to be mentioned in a room. But because of what you did to that person, they will not mention you. And because they're holding a grudge, they won't mention you. And it's like, they need to forgive you and you need to apologize. But even if you don't apologize, because sometimes we don't know and people don't communicate, pray to God that, God, if there's anybody I've offended and I don't know and they are holding anything against me, let them let it go and give them the strength to forgive me. Because, I mean, we're human. We all make mistakes on this earth. I've hurt people. People have hurt me. It's life. And you will get hurt today, tomorrow. That is life. You are not immune to getting hurt. Like, that's just the way life is, unfortunately. So never allow somebody to hold anything against you. It's so crazy. That could actually block your blessings. I'm not saying God won't bless you. He will. But, like, I gave a practical example. So just forgive and forget. And there's something else that I wanted to speak about. Oh, yes. there was a day I was at work and a man commented on my weight. So I was in uniform and then he commented on my weight in a negative manner. And I was just like, okay, that was uncalled for, but okay. And you know what I told myself? I was like, if this man was having a good day, if everything was well with him, he wouldn't have said this. So I'm just going to forgive him and forget. And I go through life and I go through every day like that. Sometimes people be saying the most. And just for the sake of peace, I just say, you know what? They are going through it. Forgive them and just leave them alone. Those are their own demons. And the more you move like that, the easier it will be to forgive people. You know, there's that notion, hurt people hurt people. I'm not saying that because you're hurting, it's okay for you to hurt other people. But that is a thing. People can be hurting, and because they're hurting, they start projecting and they start being mean to you. And they're, you know what I mean? They're not considerate. There's that. People go through a lot in life, guys. You need to understand that. So sometimes just remind yourself that, okay, this person, they are carrying a lot. Let me just forgive them and forget. So for the sake of your peace, for the sake of things to just be well with you, forgive people. And I pray that everybody you've offended forgives you. And I also pray that the people I've offended forgive me. I like peace. And when I see that something is disturbing my peace, I just distance myself. It's not from you if it's robbing. It's not for you if it's robbing you of your peace. Always remember that. And the more you entertain what is not from you, you delay. What is not for you, sorry, you delay what is for you. Remember that. So even when you're entertaining things that are disturbing your peace and dealing with people who've offended you, who you're not supposed to be dealing with, you're delaying what you're supposed to be dealing with. Always remember that. And another thing, when you forgive, it doesn't mean you should reconnect. Okay? Forgiveness doesn't mean we have to now keep in contact. I could forgive you, but I just want to be far away from you because I'm protecting my peace. Okay? So always remember that forgiving doesn't mean you need to get in contact with the person. Doesn't mean, no. Forgive and you can keep the person at arm's length. I really believe in that. I actually saw a tweet where someone was like, I've been hating this person for 10 years and it's only getting worse. I was like, damn, guys, that's heavy. How do you hate someone for 10 years? But then it'd be like that. We're all different. But like, for the sake of peace, let go. You know what I mean? And just keep people at a distance. If they hurt you, forgive, forget, keep it two-stepping. It's life and you only get one shot at life. So yeah, that is my message for the day. Forgive people. That ex who hurt you, forgive them. I know it's hard, but forgive. That friend, forgive. Just let it go for the sake of your peace. I will be back with another episode. I won't tell you guys what it's titled, but it'll be interesting because I'll be with someone. And also, I've got a very busy October. Like, my schedule is crazy, but I will definitely make time to record. And remember, just be at peace. Forgive people. Like, don't let anything stress you. Forgive for the sake of peace in your heart, peace on your mind. Just forgive. I will catch you guys on the next episode. Thank you so much for listening. And to those of you who constantly listen to my podcast, I owe you, like, thank you. I will catch you on the next episode. Love and light.